Our scripture reading this morning is taken from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. This may be found on page 2 in the New Testament portion of your pew Bible. Reading from Matthew chapter 2, beginning at verse 1, hear what the Spirit says to the church. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people, Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called to the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
If you go online and you type in the words STAR into Google, the first suggestion is Star Wars. Especially now with the movie out and all the controversy surrounding the storyline, those who love it and those who hate it. The next thing you might come up with is Star Trek and Starbucks. But eventually you will find the Star of Bethlehem listed. We have long had a fascination with stars, not just creating worlds beyond our galaxy, but by looking to the heavens for guidance and direction. For centuries, sailors have navigated their courses by watching the stars. There are millions of stars up there in the sky, but there is only one star that is primarily used by navigators, and that is the North Star. It is the only star that is right above the axis of the Earth. If you are a navigator, you always know where the North Star is at night. If you lose track of the North Star, you get lost. Today's scripture is about the journey of the wise men. It's a story of a group of men, a group of intelligent men, who while studying the stars, saw one shining brighter than all the others. In consulting their charts and their maps and different authorities, they realized it was the star of a king. A star symbolizing that a great king was to be born. For most of us, the story of the wise men, the Magi, is dominated by the star, by the wonder of how it pointed its way to Christ for the three wise men. It's a good image for us to have. It helps make the whole story of Jesus' birth and his unique place in the plan of God even more special. But there's more to this story. More than a star in the sky and the wonder of these three coming from afar to worship Jesus. These wise men were not just led to Jesus by the star that they had saw in the east. The wise men had help. Now, it was help in a bad sort of way because Herod had something bad in mind. But they found him once Herod helped them, once they had consulted the Hebrew scriptures, once Herod had told them and he had asked the chief priests and the writers of the law where the Christ child was to be born. It's easy to read the story of the Magi or any story and not see everything in it. That is the beauty of the scriptures. What you need to know, you'll find when you are ready for it. God's revelation waits until we can understand it. And it takes more than following a star to truly understand God. But it is a perfect starting point. The wise men knew which direction to travel in. They saw the star when it stopped. It helped them along their journey when they consulted the scriptures and talked to others about faith. This is for us too. When we come to church, we come to be renewed. We come to be refreshed, to meet with people, to consult, to hear the word written. It is the word of God that leads us to God, as much as the light that God gives for guidance. Be it the light of a star or more commonly, the light that shines through another person. The wise men didn't find Jesus alone. First, they had to see the star. They had to have it pique their curiosity. Then they physically had to go on the journey. Sometimes that's the hardest part. We know what we have to do, but we find it hard to do. They say that if you want to start exercising this year, the first thing you should do is put your sneakers on. If you get that far, chances are you'll actually get to the gym. Each of us here, I think, has seen the star and are either searching or know that Jesus was born for us, that Jesus died for us. We have started the journey. We come here in faith to seek God, to hear his word, to learn about what he wants our lives to be like. This is what we seek. Hopefully, we find a time of renewal here, a time to re-energize ourselves, to prepare ourselves for the week ahead, to look to others for nourishment, to share our faith, to look to others who know what it means to be loved by God and what that means for our lives. And this knowledge of Christ, this should be a joy that we want to share, that we just don't want to sit upon, but a light to show others, to give to others. God gave Bill a beautiful voice, and we were blessed this morning by his music ministry. You applauded not just for his voice, but for his message. What if he sat on that gift? How sad would it be? Each of us is given something that we can do for God, a way to let the star within us shine. God gave to the wise men a star, a light, but it took other people to help them find their way. God gives to us the light of Christ and calls us to be the light for others. We need to be like the star that shines. We need to shine so bright in the world so that people are blinded by Christ's love. You see, have you ever seen on a Sunday morning when it's really bright over here? A lot of people need sunglasses. That's the brightness of Christ we want out there. This is a new year, a new start, a new beginning, but so is every day. We need to be the stars that shine so brightly that somebody looks at us and says, I want that too. So let us resolve to follow the star, to continue our journey, to worship Jesus in all things, and to worship together. Next week we go back to having two services. Kind of nice to see each other together. But we'll go to our two services, and that will bring even more people into worship and into praise God. So let us be the star. Let us be the star for someone else. Let us lead someone this year on their journey. Let us help them to learn of God's love through Jesus Christ, so that they too, like the wise men, will seek him and will want to come pay homage. This is our mission and our ministry as the church and as the people of Christ. Let us not be afraid to take the journey, to follow the star, to be the star, to read the scriptures and to know God's will for our lives. Amen and amen. Praise be to God.